ready.
Okay, I'm 7 PM. Right? Call the January 12th Town Council meeting to order. If this is your first time with us, which it may be, we will shortly do the Pledge of Allegiance and an invocation. According to our policy here, if you are uncomfortable during that invocation, you may please get up, walk out, or you may stay seated. And Chief will go and retrieve you when we are done. And if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father God, Almighty God, God of heaven, God of earth, God of grace, God of mercy, our God, the only true and living God. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you for blessing each and every one of us. We thank you for blessing our families. We thank you for blessing the town that we live in. We thank you, Father God, for just showering us with blessings after blessings after blessings. And at this time, Father God, we invite you into our town council meeting. And Father God, we even more than invite you, we ask you to come and take over the town council meeting. Mm-hmm. Father God, guide us. See that we make the right decisions for our town. And Father God, speak through us, Father God, and see that we carry ourselves in a manner that will bring praise and glory to you. And again, Father God, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you for blessing this town. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. We're going to have recognition of Police Officer of the Year by Chief Shiflett.
Good evening, everyone. This was by far probably the most challenging year that we've had, as far as I'm concerned, in law enforcement, from a number of things. The beginning of having to basically go through and learn a lot of new things that have been passed down from state to this year, reaching this goal of being state accredited, which I can't tell you how thankful I am, how proud I am of each and every individual that sits in this room tonight. This was a monumental task that was achieved when we were told it wouldn't happen. And each one in this room here has had a big part in making sure that this got done this year. And my hats are off to them. It was a number of challenges. Everyone in this room carried a heavy load with multiple different hats, and that was the only way we were able to accomplish it. And the team effort was just absolutely superb. We're proud to announce that we are state accredited now. We'll have the plaque shortly. The plaque's being made, and we shipped to us from Richmond, which we'll share with all of you once we get that. I was told I had to be quick. It's tough being quick, especially when you've achieved so much in a year's time. I am proud of every one of these guys, like I said earlier. Everyone in this room, deservingly, one way or another, is the Officer of the Year. I can name every officer in this room that has done something to achieve something to make me think about this, because I take the award very seriously. I don't look at it as an award that, you know, we just hand out. It's something that it's earned. And everyone in this room, one way or the other, could have easily gotten this award this year. Everyone in this room has accomplished personal goals that were set forth by themselves, by me, and they all have been met this year. It's unbelievable what we've been able to do. During a pandemic, when our schools were getting canceled, we went through times where we only had a few minimum staff to get the streets covered. and each one stepped in when they needed to. It's been a remarkable year. I can't say enough. So I'm going to try to be quick. Every officer in this room is deserving of this award. I'm going to give this out first. This guy is definitely deserving of this award. And what makes this award a little bit more special this year is that Major Parler and myself would sit down and we'd go through this. And we picked them in the past. This year we did a little something different. We allowed the officers and the staff to choose who they thought the officer of the year should be. And with that being said, make sure I got the right one here. This guy has been remarkable in this past year. He was acknowledged for some calls that he responded to this year that got, in his eyes, press that he didn't want. I asked him about it, talked to him about these things down, a couple of times. He's like, "But Chief, it's one of those things where, I just treat people the way I want to be treated." And that goes a long way. And everybody in this room does that. But this guy, I've seen him do things that are, they're over the top. Somebody that's in need on the side of the road, helping them, give them gas money, and just going over the top. Numerous things. I can go on and on and on about the guy. But that being said, this year's award winner for Officer of the Year is Officer Caleb Martin.
Chief asked us all to vote, so I guess it went some way or another, so I appreciate it, guys. Each and every one of you stepping up for accreditation, and like Chief said, wearing many hats. I've never worked with a better group of guys, and a supportive council, and town management, and great supervision. Thank you.
Very much. Well said. Thank you. Congratulations. Everybody in this room is deserving of this award. Yeah, it's just really tough. But this year's award of excellence is going to be presented to. Let me say a little few things about him first. This guy, he is. He's always quick with an answer. When you're in law enforcement, that's a really good thing to have. We went through a lot of times this year where we were stressed. We had a couple of times where this officer and I and one other officer in this room, it was just us due to the fact that we were out with COVID. And I went to him, we were talking one day, and we sat there, I said, "Man, how are we going to do this?" He said, "We're just going to do it. And we're going to get it done." And I looked back at him, and I was like, "You know what, that's the attitude that I like to see. We're going to make it through this." And we did it. And he worked hard. They're looking at each other. But this guy has helped me out in so many different things. I could call him at any time, and then they're all this way. I keep saying back and forth, but I can call this guy any time during the day or in the night. If I need something, he's always there. And he's Johnny on the spot. He helps us with a number of IT things, and this year's award winner is Brandon Payne. Get a picture without a mask this year. Well deserved. Thank you. Appreciate you. One more. And I didn't hit on it much, but it's, as you can tell, I'm very proud of this bunch, and I'm proud of this organization we put together. As Caleb said, we got a very good supporting council, and none of this can be done unless we have everybody's support here. You guys have been wonderful in helping us achieve this goal, getting us the things that we needed. And it can't be done unless it's a total unit. Some places you have the department that's wanting to do it, but the council or the board of directors doesn't want to do it. We all have to work to come together, and we did. Everybody came together at the end to make sure that we got this done. This was a lot of work this year. a lot of work. Every one of these guys, every one of them, stepped up to make sure we got it. But there was one special person here. She has been a blessing. And the award reads, it's presented proudly in recognition of her hard work and the dedication and the state accreditation certification and as Town of Amherst Police Department 2021. This young lady, she'll tell you, you can go where you want to. This young lady, we have, I don't know how many, when we were off duty, she's at home, how many conversations we had back and forth trying to get this done, along with Caleb and the rest of the guys. But this young lady right here, coming from an intern that we had here, and taking over this position and trying to help us get through this was an absolute must. And she met every goal and in record time. We worked hard together, and it's a huge accomplishment for you. And it's, we'll always have that right there as a reminder of all your dedication and hard work you did here.
Y'all have been amazing. Everybody worked really hard to get this done. And I talked with Sarah. I talked to Sarah about stuff, and it's just, we were told we wouldn't get it, you know, within 3 years, and we did it in about a year. So we all worked really hard. So thank you for working with me.
Yep, you sit down. That's all the work we have. But again, you know, there a number of officers this year which achieved officer status goals, steps, total year of just an unbelievable success. And I don't know if we can duplicate it, guys. I don't know if we ever will, but this was an outstanding year by everyone in this room. And I sincerely, from your chief, I really appreciate your work and your heart and your dedication to the department and the town. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, Belinda. Appreciate y'all. Y'all, good night. Y'all go home now. And you can go hang that up. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Thank y'all for your support, too. Yes. I know it's been said before, but we greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, thank y'all.
Come on.
My name is Holden Chase. I currently serve on the Planning Commission. I've come to speak regarding the ordinance of putting up signs regarding skateboards and bicyclists on a sidewalk. I'd like to preface, I've never picked up a skateboard or attempted to ride one, so this is coming from a non-biased place. I feel instead of putting up signs saying, hey, you're going to get fined $50 for being on the sidewalk, I think we should have a solution. I've come up with possibly extending the bike lanes from where they end at the public library to at least the Ambryer Plaza, because I know I take use of the sidewalks all the time to run, and I could go from Snap all the way to the Ambryer Plaza if I want to, but the bike lane ends at the library. So if someone from across town doesn't have a vehicle and all they have is a bicycle, they can get all the way to the Ambryer Plaza just by using the bicycle. So I wanted to put that out there as maybe a possibility. Instead of fining people, let's come up with something to avoid handing out penalties.
All right, second is Tim.
Yes, ma'am. I also am concerned about the hanging of signs. I just jotted down a few things very quickly, and I appreciate all the hard work of the town council. So this is that, you know, I want to give in quickly, so I'll just go over. But I think it gives a negativity to the town that we don't need. I also think it's more sign pollution. I think it's really good to see the kids out being active. I mean, obesity is a problem. Also, I personally know a 15-year-old that wrote, as soon as they moved to this town, wrote the mayor a letter asking to provide a place for them to ride skateboards. And I can actually probably produce that letter, but he rides a skateboard to the library. So how many kids still go to the library? But that's what he does. So that's just one of the things. And I also think it's would be time taken away from the Sheriff's Department. I think it's, you know, in a way it's low-hanging fruit, lack of a better word. I think they should be looking for bigger issues. On another note, I think the electric-assisted wheelchairs are more of a danger on the sidewalks because they can get the speed up. And they're either smoking a cigarette or talking on a cell phone. I think they seem to be just as much a liability as a skateboard. And I hadn't seen any signs of vandalism or spray paint or even litter from these kids at a skateboard. And we're only talking about maybe a dozen kids, and that's not all at one time. I also think it's good exercise. I also think some of the kids use it for transportation to get back forward to work. I know it's not the greatest transportation, but some kids can't afford a car. And I think also you have a tendency to do stuff like that. It kills someone's achievement if they achieve their achievement. If it's a trick, whatever, they accomplish something. It builds self-esteem. And if you not allow those kids to grow in that way, not everybody's a baseball player or a football player. But he goes out here and does a kickflip in the parking lot or whatever they do. I don't skateboard neither. I ride a bike, but I'm not going to skateboard. So I think you're taking away the some of the achievement that builds character in young men and women. And last but not least, I think an idle mind is the devil's workshop. If they're not out doing something, they're getting into probably something they shouldn't. That's all I have to say. And I do appreciate y'all's hard work, and I hope y'all take this to heart and really put some time into it and think about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for all y'all's hard work again. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all that you do for our community.
Well, like I said, I don't attempt to even ride a skateboard. So.
But we know what type of bike.
Can I tell him he can leave?
No, I'm on the stage.
Yeah. Thank you, though.
Thank you again. Thank y'all.
Okay, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. And in everyone's consent agenda, if you've all reviewed it, were the town minutes, and if anybody has any issues with the minutes, we can talk about that now, but I welcome a motion to adopt those minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Yes. Vicki, did you get that?
I did. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we're going to go to a vote, so... Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham, and I will say aye, so that's motion is carried. All right, we're going to move on to reports and staff reports. Has everyone had a chance to look at all the reports? Is there anyone that would like to talk about any one of the topics of the reports attached?
I was very impressed with Chief's year-end report.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Quite thorough.
Very impressive. Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any questions, comments, any additional comments? Okay. We're going to move on. Council reports. We did not have a meeting from the Finance Committee, Utilities Committee, Mr. Watts?
No.
Okay. Other reports. The Planning Commission had no meeting. And Industrial Development Authority, that was canceled to the weather. Okay, so nothing to report there. And I guess Property Maintenance Investigation Board, is that no meeting, and is attached to the Robert E. Lee. Should have seen that. Okay, moving on to discussion items. We have adoption of the Resolution of Appreciation for Ken Bunch. Ms. Carter?
So we have a resolution for Mr. Bunch. We also have a gift for him. Ms. Hunt, of course, went and got a nice cup for him, and his Bowen's going to have that delivered, I think, tomorrow. So that can be given to him at a later date. The mayor said he would be happy to deliver the resolution and the gift to him.
Okay. So all we need tonight from council is a vote to adopt the resolution.
I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution.
Okay. I have a second.
Second.
Okay, wonderful. Ms. Whedon, Ms. Whedon, the second, yes. And let's go ahead with a vote for the resolution. Ms. Whedon, Ms. Whedon? Okay. Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Whedon?
Aye.
And myself is aye, so it's 5-0. And moving on to the adoption of the resolution of appreciation for Mr. Gary.
We also have a gift for him, and the resolution will be delivered at a later date.
Okay. Same process. We're going to...
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Ms. Turner and Ms. Whedon, mm-hmm. First and second. Yes, ma'am. And let's take a vote. Ms. Whedon?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye and aye. So we have 5-0 for the adoption of Mr. Berry. Thank you very much. All right. Amherst Police Department annual report. Chief, anything additional you want to say on that report?
No,
right.
I guess you know what we wanted to capture and make sure it is noted that you know the community that all goes in to the department. It's just not answering 911 calls. There's a lot that goes on each and every day that goes unseen, unnoticed, and I think Mr. Watts knows he's been in this position before, and it's a tough job these days. It really is, but. To go out here and do what these guys have done this year, it's remarkable, and we wanted to make sure that you guys could see the numbers and how everything turned out for the year. It was a remarkable year. Toy drive went great. Toy drive was every year. It just seems like it grows. And it's growing bigger every year, and it's great. I was worried this year. I'm like, we're not going to reach this goal because there was quite a few number of families this year that needed assistance, and. The community just steps up and they come through. Ms. Whedon can attest, mm-hmm. she showed up for our toy drive at the fill the trailer bay. And I think she enjoyed herself.
I had a great time.
The community coming together, it's what it's all about, you know, and giving back. And this year it was a great success. But so, you know, the guys have done a number of things, growing their programs. Each guy has their own program to grow. And we'll build on the trash pickup days and stuff like that. So it's good. It's good stuff. So hope you're happy with it, and we'll continue to press on and do the best we can do what we got.
I would like to say something, if I may. I would like to thank you and your officers because, as you know, I walk around and have to speak to everyone. And this goes not only to your department, but to the maintenance department and the water department.
Absolutely.
Everything seems to be running so smoothly. I'm sure there are glitches here and there.
Sure.
But you always, I'm very proud of this town that everyone keeps their head, they take care of business, and we don't hear a lot of stuff, and that's because you're out protecting us, and it's with the water's flowing, and it's very quiet, which is a good thing, but I don't, because everything is so wonderful, I don't want to take away from the fact that it's a dangerous job, the police department. What you have to do in the middle of the night with water and sewer, as well as maintenance. I just appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly you. Right. You're, thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I have to, you know, Charles, he steps up.
Sure.
He,
everyone
he,
does.
He's up there, you know, with us, the toy drive. I mean, his
right,
wife.
Right.
Tracy, you know, she's helping me, making sure this grant is submitted right, and we've
sure.
got everything covered. So it's everybody working together, and it's
right.
what it takes. And,
and we
can't
prove this hard.
Yeah, but actually, well, we all
you
know this part does.
Thank
but yeah,
you. I
absolutely.
It so much.
Yeah, she does a good job,
and our town does too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, I can't say enough for the support. You have to have the support and the people, and it's everyone.
Well done.
I can't be any prouder of our exceptional staff.
Right.
Across the board.
Exactly.
Everybody just steps up and goes above and beyond, mm-hmm. and I appreciate it.
I personally want to say thank you so much for this year report, because mm-hmm. this is amazing when you see it all in
it
one
is.
Document. And the quality of this, y'all have blown my socks off. I was like, you know, if you're going to be graduating from a college, I'm like, this is what I want to see. This is great job. But I like to see it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And it's very helpful to have.
Thank you. Yeah, you're not able to see it. At least you're able to capture a picture of what it was like. So.
Right.
That was our goal this year to make sure that everybody could see that.
You accomplished it.
Yes,
thank
you. I did it.
Appreciate
yes.
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Okay, and we're going to move on to a continuance of governance resolution. Ms. Carter?
Yes, we are just doing a brief update to your existing resolution. So as you all know, at the beginning of each two-year term, so after we have elections in November, when the new council takes office in January, we do a continuation of governance, and we just really reaffirm several of our policies, and we also set out the committee assignments for the two-year term. We set out like Ms. Wheaton's participation on the Planning Commission, all of that. So there were a couple things we wanted to put in the form of the continuation of governance resolution because we have had a shift. So your revised resolution does, of course, include Mr. Higginbotham and his return to council and committee assignments. And then it also notes that you have a new town attorney, so we have Mr. Lansing in your continuance of governance resolution. At the time that we were doing this, Mr. Lansing pointed out this week that we really don't have the necessary provisions for you to have virtual participation in your meetings, and that would be included in your rules of procedure. So he sent an email out to you all today, and you had at your spots the updated rules of procedure. So what we were hoping to do is actually just have you, along with this continuance of governance resolution, include that updated rules of procedure, and I did give you an updated resolution that noted today's date for that document. You were able to participate virtually during the pandemic, during the state of emergency, once you adopted your emergency ordinance. And then once the state's state of emergency expired, your ability to do that disappeared. So we had a tremendous amount of flexibility during that time. We no longer have that flexibility, so if we wanted to be able to have one of you participate virtually, you need to have this in your rules of procedure. So, Mr. Lansing, did I leave anything out?
That was everything. I would just add that your previous meetings conducted electronically, they were still fine. They were authorized under legislation that was permitted by state code. But sometimes you'll want to have electronic participation where it's not because of a state of emergency declared statewide. It's just somebody's kid is sick, or you know, you're on vacation or something like that. And so this would allow that, and it's one of those things where when you need it, you may really need it because you might not be able to get a quorum without it.
All right, so I just want to ask, has anyone, every council member, been had a chance to review this?
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't want to move forward unless everyone's had a chance to read it. Okay, so we just need a motion to adopt this resolution, so I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
All right, by Ms. Turner, can I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Okay, Mr. Watts, and any discussion? Everybody's good? Okay, let's go to a vote. Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Aye. And I am aye, so we have 5-0 to continue. Thank you. All right, moving on to report on skateboard ordinance. Mr. Lansing.
Yes, ma'am. As you know, we already have an ordinance on our books that prohibits the use of bicycles or skateboards on sidewalks. Two questions have been raised. The first is whether any further action needs to be taken by the town council in order to erect signs just saying that that is what the law is. And no action is necessary on your part to do that. That's actually something that's already mandated by state code. If the town council has an ordinance like that, then it then falls to staff to work with VDOT to get those signs up. But then the second thing that has been raised as I was answering that question is the amount of the penalty for violation of that. Under our ordinance, it's a class 4 misdemeanor, which means two things. It's a criminal offense, so that means that if someone were to skateboard on a sidewalk and they were to be charged and convicted, it would go on their criminal record. And second, it's a $250 fine. The state code authorizes us to impose a $50 civil penalty rather than a $250 fine. That doesn't necessarily render it invalid. There are some arguments that we have the authority to go beyond that under our town charter. But this is just to err on the safe side and fit cleanly within the scope of the enabling legislation. So the revised ordinance that you have toward the end of your packet would do nothing more then simply change it from a class four misdemeanor with a $250 criminal fine to simply a civil penalty of $50.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
I know at least some of us on council really just intend to, we want to stop the skateboards on the sidewalks in the business area, downtown area. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in residential, North Main Street, South Main Street, whatever. If we just post in the downtown area, that's the only place it can be enforced, right? Or not?
Well, that's a good question. Our ordinance prohibits it townwide.
Right.
It's not limited to it. The state code requires us to put the signs up, but it doesn't say that we can't enforce it without the signs. So I would say that technically it is prohibited townwide, whether the signs are up townwide or not. But that's maybe a technicality that's beyond the pale of what would actually be enforced.
Is there a way to amend the ordinance to just reflect downtown?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, the state code contemplates that the town council might want to do it townwide, or they might want to prohibit it just in specific areas.
May we just eliminate it entirely from the ordinance? I think it's ridiculous. Could we just take it out?
Sure, the whole plan of options. Yeah, townwide, no ordinance at all.
Correct.
Or in specific districts, all of those are within the purview of the town council.
And that's for us to discuss, you know, is that correct? Or do you want to continue to this while?
Let's see, does anybody else have any questions?
No, I'd like to make a comment.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try to focus on questions, and then let's go to our open comment section, if that's okay. Let's try to get Mr. Lansing
correct.
To direct us,
thank
and then
you.
If you have a question. Okay. I have a question if no one else has a question. Mr. Lansing, my concern is if safety is first, that in my mind it's a safety issue, I really don't mind it. I like seeing people exercising and using skateboards and things like that. But when it comes to a safety issue downtown where some of our store doors open out onto a very narrow sidewalk, we're looking at potentially someone getting knocked off of their skateboard and into the oncoming street, into the traffic is my concern, especially at the corner where the light is. Chief, you know what I'm talking about, how narrow it is there. If someone, you know, if it were to happen, it would be dangerous. And even just a door opening and hitting someone coming on is a dangerous situation. And then I'm thinking liability for the town. Would we be held liable since it's in our town limits and it's our sidewalk?
No.
Would that be an issue?
Yeah, we wouldn't be liable for failure
that.
To have an ordinance or prohibition
okay.
on it.
Or a sign there?
No, I wouldn't
okay.
be concerned about that.
Okay.
And I'm going to be curious, how many doors are opening? I mean, quite often the sidewalk's away from the door, so it's not like you're going to bump into them. And also, a question, is there sufficient data as far as number of offenders that have violated the sidewalk rule to date? How many complaints have we had that would raise this issue?
Two.
And we're going to try to enforce a civil, putting a class four to a civil penalty of $50 on some kid's record because we had two?
No, it's not going on the record.
But if
it's
you're fine.
It's a civil penalty.
But still.
It's not a criminal penalty.
If they're 50, I guess I'm going into my comments. 13-year-old kid gets a civil penalty of $50. No. Okay. Anyway, I'll stop into my comment. Thank you. So there's no data except for two people.
Well,
and how long?
I know of.
So
it was originally done because the skateboarder almost ran over the lady down here coming out of the store door. That's the original reason.
How close
reason.
Did she come to? Was there a formal complaint made?
Yes.
On
yes,
either
yes.
where? With whom?
With
the police
department?
The police department,
yeah.
Is that correct?
And to the council.
Been
no. This is years ago for him.
Oh, okay. So
this is when the original ordinance was adopted. Yes.
Oh, okay. We can get rid of it then if there hadn't been anything really formal. Anyway, that's my opinion. I'm sorry. Start to comment.
That's okay, Mr.
Hickman,
let's just go around. Yes, what
should
you say?
I feel that we should totally abandon this idea. I don't know where council is now, but when I was on council, we were striving to be a family-friendly town. And I feel that this sends a very negative image out to our town as far as anyone moving here, as far as industrial park, bringing in businesses and we're going to bring the family in. And we're going to have signs up, known as threatening the kids. And I just don't see it as a problem at all. I'm on in the middle center of town every day. I don't see a problem at all with skateboards. I would like for us to totally abandon this idea because it's not family friendly at all. And I think we're really overreacting. That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, I'm in support of the downtown area. And the reason being is that working with the police department, I saw a number of times where it just was dangerous in the downtown area, especially bicycles. They come whizzing down. I saw one kid come whizzing down the sidewalk real fast, clipped the telephone pole with his handlebar wrapped.
Excuse me, when was this?
It was when I was chief.
When was that?
I left here in 2011.
And it's now 2012, so it's 11 years ago?
No, it's more than that, but I mean, it's when I was chief.
So it's that long ago, okay. And there have been no formal complaints that we know of since, or concern?
Yeah, there's been one.
Just one, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, I will.
Okay. Ms. Turner?
So I will be the elephant in the room because I was the formal complaint. And so.
Did you complain to the chief?
I called the police.
You did the state, I mean, the chain of command.
I did the chain of command. So we had an incident at Hill House and Terriers during the Christmas season, and I had a skateboarder who continued to skate. On the sidewalk in front of my Hill House security. And so I asked him to politely leave, and he proceeded to inform me that I did not have the right to ask him to leave because it was public access. But he was also skating on my property, so I asked him to not skate on my property. He proceeded to continue to skate in front of my building while I had customers trying to get in and out of the building. So I understand your concerns, but there is a safety issue when it comes that they won't be respectful of the business owners and not skating in the business district, even during business hours. I mean, I was very concerned. I had to hold the door for the lady. I had to stand in front of the skater so that they wouldn't skate in front of the customer that's trying to get in and out of the of my door. And so I wanted the officers to know we had a problem.
So this was one time that it happened?
It happened in December.
The one time?
Yes, within the last 30
maybe
days.
Maybe I interrupted. I should be with your question.
So my comment is and I believe that there's got to be a middle ground where if a business owner sees a problem and doesn't think it's safe for their customers to come and go, then if you ask them to politely leave and they don't, and they feel that they can use the sidewalk to skate, then there's nothing we can do.
Did you call the police department
yes.
once it happened?
Yes, I did.
And then did they come and
they
did speak to the gentleman?
He was gone.
And no one knows who this person is?
I do not know who he is. No.
So you haven't seen him before or since?
I have not seen him before or since. However, when you are not being respectful of a situation and they continue to, it was a dangerous situation for my customer. I was concerned for them. Okay.
Yes.
So that's why I called police, because I knew that there was an ordinance on the books.
Correct.
I have asked skaters to not skate in front of my building for 25 years. And they are kind, they say no problem, they go on about their business, and this is the first time that I've had a situation where they were defiant and refused to move on, and they were not going to, they were going to skate in front of the building when I had customers coming and going. I don't think that's a safe situation for the skater, for the customer, and that doesn't mean I've got a skating issue. I don't particularly have petite people typically riding bikes in that space, but I found it to be a concern to the point where I felt like I had to call the police on it.
In 25 years, how many
formal complaints that we made to the police
this
department.
This is the first one.
Okay. Would you allow them to use your property over here, this
absolutely,
flat area?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
If there's no parking there?
There is parking.
We
have
parking. There's like on Sunday?
So, yes, absolutely.
Something
we
like
have,
that
we have people who use park. I mean, it's a public space, and there are people that use it that we know not of, whether it's at 7:30 at night or 6 o'clock in the morning. But in the business district, in business hours, there's more issues at hand regarding the safety of all individuals and residents than it just being on a Sunday afternoon.
Correct.
There's a very...
I respect that.
So there needs to be some form of avenue to move with an ordinance
mm-hmm.
in place for those individuals who are being disruptive and are unsafe to the citizens.
Well,
sorry, Mr. Lansing, I want to get Mr. Lansing's take on something very quickly, if you can, off the top of your head. I don't want to put you on the spot. But so since you've said in the council, when we agree to whatever this, how we want to write this, according to how the state has spelled out what we're allowed to do, in that option, I guess, if it's up to our decision, could we do during business hours? No skateboards on the sidewalk during these hours in the business
here.
District?
Yeah.
Like between 8 and 5? I don't know when you're off, some of these businesses are open, but if that would help to alleviate that, would that be something possible that we could stipulate hours?
I'm pretty sure that you could do that.
Okay.
Let me take a look at the enabling legislation
mm-hmm.
and make sure, but I'm pretty sure that would be within the scope of your power.
Okay.
Can I make another comment?
Yes, please.
I can't speak for the police department or chief. I'm not part of that anymore. However, the way it's generally going to work, I feel like, is that you get a 13 or 14-year-old kid riding a bicycle or skateboard on the sidewalk, the police will say, hey, knock it off. And if they cooperate, end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But if they give them a bunch of lip like she got, they probably get a fine. And that's generally the way it works. Nobody wants to charge a kid with something
right.
like that.
Well, then let's keep it off the ordinance. I'll just take it out. May I speak now, or is it Ms. Curry?
I'm done.
Oh, dear Lord, this is just ridiculous. As if our police and county officers have nothing else better to do. In my youth, I grew up in Amherst. I rode skateboards down on the manual, up on the street, up to the Tasty Freeze, to the Circle. No complaints. If we got on the sidewalk, we got off. I took special note. I walk around town. I haven't done much lately because it's cold, but I haven't seen anyone on a skateboard. I go out at 8 o'clock in the morning, noon. Y'all know, everybody sees them. Never seen one kid on a skateboard. I even took special notes to take pictures. And I stopped because there's no one out here. There's no one in the town of Amherst at any time, for the most part. Y'all know that. I did see, however, on December 23rd at 3:58 p.m., I was driving north past the Circle toward home, and I noticed a young man riding a skateboard. And he was in the bike lane. And I thought, you know, I'm going to see where he's going to get. I'm going to watch this kid. Just because, we've talked about this. And he was riding his skateboard down, and he got to this traffic circle and continued east. And a police officer had gone by. So there was someone out there. I thought, I wonder if the police officer sees him. The kid stayed in the bike lane, headed east, 60 East. And then he scooted over to, and I didn't follow him. I went up and turned around the bank. And then he went into Vito's, where he got off his bike, and I'm not a bike, but his skateboard, and he flipped it up and caught it and went into Vito's. Was he working? I don't know. Was he going to meet friends and have dinner or maybe a lunch? I don't know. But that was his mode of transportation. On Christmas Day, and if you're going to start enforcing the skateboards, you've got to look at bicycle riders. On Christmas Day, I was doing my walk, because my sons weren't at home at that point. But I noticed an elementary-aged child I say child, he was a young, he was a kid, elementary age, probably upper elementary. He and his family were riding their bikes. And if I'm not mistaken, I should have looked at taken more of a notice, but I think it's in front of Bank of the James. There's just like this much sidewalk that you can ride on and ride off. And that's what he did. Well, are we going to go tell that kid, you got a fine? You rode your bike on the sidewalk? There's no one in the town in Amherst on Christmas Day except me walking and his family. I don't believe that we have enough, we don't have data for sufficient number of offenders that have violated the sidewalk rule, whether it's bike or skateboard. When we're trying to encourage young people and their energy to come into town, and then you see a sign, that's just going to increase negativity. We're not only dealing with, you know, I think if you go back away, we were talking about the IDA and bringing industry to town. It's not just bringing the worker into town, but we need to look at bringing the employers, families into town. What are these people going to do? There's no ice cream shop. You don't want to ride a skateboard down on a main street that has little to no traffic. Come on, y'all know that. We've got obesity rate. And I think skateboarders have are stereotyped. Now, your case was totally uncalled for by that young man. I can't speak to it. I wasn't there. This person disappeared. I think you have to, another stereotype, but you have to remember skateboarders may be practicing here, which will help them in college. I had a stepson who was hit by a bike, on a bike, and we grew up in the country. He grew up in the country where we didn't have roads to ride bikes on. These kids get to practice here with little to no traffic, and if they're going to school in Richmond, they can dodge all this stuff or learn how to maneuver. So not only with college, but employment. As far as having someone like this gentleman or this person that you were referring to, you've got the signs up, you call the police, he's gone. No one knows where he is anyway. I think everyone at this table agrees that our officers are, they do diligence. If they think there's a problem, they will stop the person, the offender, and explain it. If there's a problem, then go to the parents. Let's go back to old-fashioned requesting common decency and courtesy. We can't teach it, but I think throwing down civil penalties with fines for kids, I would have been locked up probably in my youth doing this. I think we need to focus on maybe something larger. What about a skate park? What about the IDA? How much land is involved there? How much land do we have there? We've got the bike trails. Why not incorporate it? We've got Lexington doing, just opened up a new bike trail, skate park. I think Bedford has something. Let's give our kids something to do. I drive through here again in the evening, in the summer, no one's on the street, and kids are riding, and I thought to myself, oh, that's so cool. And, you know, reminds me of my youth. I don't want to take away from the person that was, you had to worry about in your shop. That's most important. But I don't want one bad apple to spoil the flavor of our town and shut everything shuts down. It's one more thing to shut it down. I just don't. And I'm not only speaking my piece. I'm speaking with having spoken to other people. They weren't in favor of it. Thank you for allowing me.
Thank you.
I kind of feel like the way Ms. Wheaton just summed it up, not allowing one bad apple to cause us to create an ordinance. We're going to have issues with one bad apple on multiple things as we go on, but we cannot create an ordinance on each bad apple.
The ordinance is already there.
It is. Yep. Well, we don't want to put up signs and be like that over one. But I can go along with, if we have to, I'd rather just go away with it. Because I don't see we have a big enough problem to have it. But you had a great idea if we do have to have it, business hours. Allow them to know that we are not against skateboarders. Just not doing business hours.
But there's not enough business to warrant that, I don't believe.
I don't feel like it is either.
I mean, there's nothing going on in the town.
If we had to, I wouldn't want us to.
There are no restaurants open, there's nothing happening.
Threatening them. I want us to remain family friendly. And we got to keep continuing to send that out throughout our entire town. So they're watching, they're looking when they come to our town. And we don't want them to see signs where the friends, that sons and daughters might not even be accepted. You know, we don't want to send that image out, that feeling. That's just the way I look at it. And I don't see it's a issue here while we even dealing with this. It's so small. We're bringing up one in 2011. We're bringing up one in 2015. I mean, this just one incident. That's no reason to make an ordinance over it. We don't have a...
it adds to the flavor of a community village. And I think it's a good flavor. And I think if we could ask our police officers to just say, you see these kids, ask them politely. But to chase someone that did something wrong, we don't know if he's even from here. We don't know if he's from here.
Okay. I was going to continue by saying that I don't agree with skateboard park either, because we don't have enough skateboarders to throw our money away with a park.
Correct.
Right. And then just to keep us, we're running long on this one. We're not here to discuss a skateboard park. We're here to discuss this ordinance, and I just want to keep that in mind right now. Is we already have this ordinance on the books, right, Mr. Lansing? I'm speaking correctly. This ordinance already exists on our code. The question was, should the signs be put up or not?
No.
Right? Is that where we're at?
Well, not exactly, because the state code answers that question for us. It says that if we have the ordinance, we have to put up the signs.
Okay.
So
if we have to? We have to have it if we have the ordinance?
Yeah, that's mandated by state code. If we have an ordinance prohibiting it, then we have to have signs posted.
Thank you for clarifying. That's why I felt like we're getting kind of mixed up in the pot, and I wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
We have that code in our town code.
Right.
So right now, we're actually in violation of that code because we do not have the signs posted, correct?
Right, and that was the question that raised this whole issue.
Right.
But the ordinance that's in front of you, the thing that you could or may not be voting on, would simply address whether it's going to be punishable with a Class 4 misdemeanor or a $50 suit.
Right.
May I ask a question?
Well, I don't know. How are we able, if I personally believe we should take it out of the code. I believe the ordinance should be erased.
Removed.
Correct. What is the proper procedure?
We would have to vote as council to remove that.
Would that be done? Okay. I don't know how to do that.
We're not going to do that tonight. We would have to rewrite it.
Anything that is going to be done on this, and so y'all are going to have to take further action on this at a future meeting, because you're going to need to have a public hearing on whatever gets done, because you're either going to be changing the code to come into compliance with the state code as far as the penalties, or you're going to be removing it, which is a change to your code, which requires a public hearing, or you're going to be tweaking it to be for a particular area or hour. So whatever it is that you want to do is not going to be done tonight.
Correct.
It is going to be a public hearing for a code amendment at a future meeting, next month, the month after. What we really need to do, and the reason why staff hasn't really come to you with like this, you know, here's what we recommend, and here's the, you know, set of public hearing, is because we weren't, I couldn't tell Mr. Lansing and what the consensus of the council was. So we really need to get some consensus from council on the direction you want to go, and then Mr. Lansing and I can talk about, you know, what does that code look like that meets the consensus of the council. So I still don't have the sense of the consensus.
Right, and I think we know where you guys are coming from, okay? We've heard it. Thank you. We do know where you're coming from. What I would like to, I think this is, we need two scenarios, if I'm hearing everyone here correctly, and if everyone will bear with me while I work this out. Mr. Lansing, Ms. Carter, I think what we're saying is, one, with the code, with it eradicated, with the way that it's written now, stricken, and make sure whatever else that looks like, Mr. Lansing, for us to be in compliance with state code.
Number two, I think the remainder of council, what we'd like to see is language that, and I don't want to speak for both of you either, but I'm just trying to preface this, language that would be for possible business hours. And I guess if that were done, Mr. Lansing, would the signs still, I guess those signs would need to be posted, correct?
If I say that again.
And if that were so, then what I heard you say earlier is if that were the way it went, you can't get around the civil penalty. Civil penalty goes hand in hand. You can't say we don't want to do, like if you just put the signs up for safety and say here's the signs up for safety, but we don't want to charge anybody anything.
Well, the police still would have prosecutorial discretion, as Mr. Watts pointed out.
Right.
So they wouldn't necessarily have to give someone the...
But the language would have to be in the code.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I'm trying to clarify. So everyone, can we have those two scenarios so council can look at them and study them?
So then my question to council would be, do you want those two scenarios presented to you at next month's meeting with then the idea that next month you would decide what you wanted to put out for public hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, would everybody be okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
have
a problem with that. Okay. Do the sign have to be written on the sign? Can we just say?
No, it's just in the code.
Yeah, I'm questioning the sign.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be in the sign.
Can the sign just say no skateboarding or illegal or whatever like that without the threat of sign, without the threat of fining?
Yes, it
you
can.
Know,
it doesn't have to.
The police can handle that. Like I said, if he cooperate with the police, he doesn't have to be fined. He can just be let go and not do it again.
Right.
So we don't need to have fine written on it.
No. Sign would state no skateboarding between the hours of 8 and 5.
We need to keep those five skateboarders in town all the time.
Well, let me point this out. What are the two exact scenarios we're going to be looking at?
So the code is stricken with that, okay? Like you and Ms. Wheaton would like. Strike that from the code altogether. So there would be no provision for any non-skateboarding on the sidewalk. It would be totally allowable. The other would be what it would look like to have the potential business hour provision included.
And for downtown only.
And for downtown section only, within this small area. That's it.
Like I said, I would be okay for that because I feel her pain. So if we have to have one, to protect her and all business owners. Yeah.
But you should remember this because you've been here your whole life and this weekend was away for a while. The signs were up.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, the only way we came to the realization that the signs were no longer up is when she went to make her complaint, the police department told her, you can't enforce without signs. And that's when we realized the signs were gone and we don't know where they went.
The signs came down, I think, when we did all the new paving and the bike lanes.
Well, one thing on the side of Manly Brothers building.
I was away, but I came through town to visit my mother and my family.
Yeah.
I was always through town.
Okay. So are we clear? Yeah. Any questions?
I do have one question for the council members who would like to eradicate, just so I know what ordinance to prepare. I understand that there is a sentiment for abolishing the prohibition on skateboards. What about for bicycles?
If I personally thought that there was a need for it to remain, I would stand up right now and say, let's keep it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe both should be taken out. I walk the streets daily, with the exception of the past month when it's so cold. There has never been any problem. I, for one, have walked my bike on the sidewalk. But I have never once, and I'm talking, I've been doing this for over a year now, never once seen anyone that I would consider harming our town. So I would hope it's all taken out, period, for bike. And I think our police officers are adequately trained to handle situations if there becomes a problem. And they can speak to it, and we can address it later. But to have one person or two complaints in the past 20 or 30 years, I think it's just crazy. It just sends a bad flavor to our community. Thank you for allowing me to say that.
Are we done?
Did you have a question? I mean, he was asking specifically on your your change.
I wouldn't say we really need it, but I have seen people on bicycles going fast on sidewalk. Mm-hmm.
but not to warrant where I was saying, put a sign.
Stay away, Amherst is in front.
But I wouldn't fight it if the council said, put up signs.
I would.
Does that answer your question?
I can go either way.
I'm prepared and you guys see the.
Don't mess with the skateboards and the bikes.
Thank you. Okay, we're gonna move on from this ordinance. We'll take this up next month. So all of us have homework to do so we can be prepared to discuss our two scenarios when Mr. Lansing sends it to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, purchase approval for additional engineering services. Ms. Carter.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. We are requesting just to make an amendment to the contract we have with WW Associates, who's our engineering firm, for the slip lining project to allow for additional money for the finalization of that project. Project has run long. We need some additional inspection dollars spent as well as some contract administration dollars. And so this is really to get us to the end of that project. I do anticipate that next month I'm going to have some requests of council to finalize this project and get all those last pieces put together. I do think we're going to have enough money out of this project that we will be able to get USDA to pay for a new backhoe for our maintenance department.
Oh, how cool is that?
Which would be really exciting. I was actually hoping that I would be able to pull that together for you for tonight to ask for that purchase approval. We know that a backhoe for them would cost about $130,000. We've got the money in the budget from the slip lining project. The problem we're having right now is that Mr. Thompson's got to find a backhoe on the state contract where somebody has one available. And so, I mean, one of the folks he talked to that, I mean, they're on the state contract, they have what he needs, and they're literally like, you can't get one in 2022. Like, they've literally used up all their 2022 orders. And because we're working on the time frame with USDA, I really think we have to get one in the 2022 batch under this EPA contract through the state so that we'll be able to use the USDA money. So we're trying to thread a lot of needles with that, and I think we're going to get there, and I really am hoping we're going to be able to bring that to you all tied up next month. But where we are right now is we do know we're going to need this additional set of funds for this project and getting it closed down.
Okay, so you need a motion for approval for this.
Yes,
expenditure. Ma'am. Yes, I'll entertain a motion for this additional expenditure.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Ms. Turner and Mr. Higginbotham, second. Okay, let's go to a vote.
Aye.
Ms. Whedon, Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Willis?
Aye.
And I am aye, so it's 5-0. You've got your additional funds, Ms. Carter.
Thank you very much.
Okay, moving on. Matters from staff.
Mr. No, Charles. Ma'am. Everything's lovely.
You just need a backhoe.
You do love a backhoe. That'd be Christmas for me.
Just need a backhoe. Chief, anything additional?
I think I've covered everything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Carter.
You know, I'm so thankful to staff. I'm so thankful through the council for just all the encouragement. And I really do think that the month of December really showed what town staff is about, because everyone really does participate to make all these things happen. And Chief was right. I mean, you know, maintenance makes the streets shine. I mean, they you know, collect trash and lead collection and all of that and get all these Christmas lights up. And Mr. Thompson's our Santa Claus. And, you know, I mean, there's just a, you know, of course, everyone knows that Mr. Williams is the Santa's elf with the decoration. Nobody
yes.
ever believes it's the plants director who does that. They always come in and look at the ladies and go, oh, you did a great job with the decoration. And the ladies are like, not us. So, I mean, it really is an incredible thing to see how the staff comes together and makes all of this magic happen. And it happens all the time. But the month of December is always the one where you can really, really see it. And, you know, we are very thankful for the staff, and I'm thankful to council for your kind gifts to staff over Christmas. They were very well received. The staff had a lovely Christmas party and felt very appreciated by council. We're all very fortunate and blessed. So, thank you.
Mr. Lance?
No, thank you.
No. Okay. Matters from council this week.
A couple things. One, speaking of Christmas, and I don't want anyone to get upset, Because I know you're thinking, you're just wiping your brow after all that you went through with the festivities, but what, I've had people approach me about maybe doing a Christmas tree at the courthouse, and I don't know if this is town or if this would be county.
County, probably.
But have like Christmas carols, the lighting of a tree there, because I have a circle and that beautiful tree, but it's, I don't know how people would stand around it because it's in the traffic area. But maybe something, I mean, I don't know, that could be an IDA of an event type of planning that we discussed. But I'm just tossing it out there. Maybe we can explore that, just have carols and lighting of a tree.
We used to have, up here in the mini bar.
Yes.
There was a tree.
Last year we did that.
Did we last year?
Yes, we did.
We did caroling.
There was, because I was...
No, we did not.
I was there.
Last year. There was something before COVID.
Last year, the year before that. Sorry, it's all a blur.
Yes.
But I wonder, and I'm just curious if we were, well, I don't know, maybe you can speak to how many people should. Anyway, that may be something on the agenda for you. And also, I lived in Nelson County for about 30 years, but my mother lived on Ridge Drive, which is where I live now. Not in her home, but I would travel home to attend church at Emmanuel Methodist, and I came through town to shop at Food Lion. I would gather with my sister, who's a resident of the county, and visit. So although I was away for 30 years, it's been brought up a couple times, I do believe I still remain connected with our community. You know,
well, my point was
I may not know all the details, but I was here.
My point was not to throw off on
Craig, because they're nothing like that.
My point was just to say he should remember because he was here every day up on the street.
And I was here every weekend. Yeah. That's understandable.
What's your name about? Any thoughts? Comments?
Yes. I'm just curious. We have a developer thinking about putting duplex in the town. Am I right?
We have a couple of different folks who are looking at trying to do some things, yes.
And what part of the town are they looking at?
So I have had questions about a couple different properties off of Whitehead Drive.
And the Johnson Center, do you know what they're thinking about putting there?
I know nothing about that. Have not heard a word about what is intended.
Any old folks home bus to go to?
No.
Any comments? Mr. Watts, any comments?
No.
No. I have a question. Ms. Carter, where does it stand with the trash ordinance?
So we have had a conversation about trash cans and a lot of, you know, there's just been concerns over the years about people taking their trash cans off the road, out of the sidewalk. And so council directed staff to come up with a survey. We have put that survey out. Ms. Hunt put it out on our page and advertised it on Facebook and really have not gotten a lot of responses. I think a few weeks ago you said you were up to 23, which is very different than our experience when we did the leash law ordinance. I mean, we just got tremendous response from that. We really have not gotten a lot of responses, and she's put it back at the top of the Facebook page. I don't know if we've had any more responses.
I'm checking right now.
So
it'll take me a minute.
We're not getting the same kind of feedback, and I have not looked at the responses yet because I was hoping to get some more before we got this. We could send out hey, this is out there kind of email to the utilities list, and that's something we've done a few times. So we want to try to solicit
32.
Some response.
32 responses. Mm-hmm. From when did you first place it out there? About how long? Was it before the holidays? Or
December the 1st. Wow. Around December 1st.
Okay.
So over a month now.
Okay, yeah.
We have multiple. I don't know, I'm trying to remember, Tracy, do you have any trash customers that are roughly 1200? Yeah, that's not enough responses. Is that an indication that they're indifferent, or is that, well, it may be, I mean, because, like I said, when we did that leash law question, yeah, that did not take long at all to start getting a lot of responses, so
would it be okay, could we look into the email distribution and see if we get and I guess how would you do that, like ask for a response, like
we just tell people that we're looking for feedback on this,
and reply,
you know, if anybody has any thoughts or opinions on whether or not we should have a requirement to remove trash cans from the right-of-way of sidewalks,
yeah,
that we've got a survey and put the link to the survey and let folks...
It's on the homepage of our website also.
Oh, okay.
I put it up on Facebook twice,
okay,
and it's also on the homepage.
And there's a survey there that
mm-hmm.
already exists. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more responses before we start kicking this one around.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do we have any... Oh, no.
I was going to go see if anybody else saw
yeah.
this. I don't
you.
Know that we do.
No, ma'am. All right, thank you. Hearing there's no more citizen comments, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
All right, we have a second.
I'll second it.
All right, thank you. You got that. Then, on that note, let's vote. Sorry. What, do I have to vote to adjourn? I have to vote to adjourn. Mr. Higginbotham, would you like to adjourn?
Yes.
Mr. Watts.
Yes.
Ms. Turner.
Yes.
Ms. Wheaton. And I. Yes, we all would like to adjourn. Thank you very much.
I come back.